Shane Byrne looking ahead to the second round of the FAI Senior Cup. Waterford FC is the opposition this coming weekend. At the start of the season, I'm sure the FAI Senior Cup was the furthest thing from your mind.
It was indeed. Oisín, I think when once we beat Home Farm, we were looking at the Michaels game. In fairness, and we were thinking ourselves it'd be a great start for pre-season to get a game like Michaels under our belt. And we put on a good pre-season with games against Fannad, Institute and Letterkenny Rovers, and they were all good, really good pre-season friendlies. Then we played Michaels and we played really, really well down there. After that game was the first time I thought about the second round of the Senior Cup, because the other things were in your mind was the start of the season, our own domestic league and League Cup and the FAA Junior Cup again starting in 3 weeks' time. So it certainly was one of the last things in my mind early on in the year.
Yeah, but listen, it's a fantastic time for the club to be part of this, because no other junior club in the county, be it Inishowen or be it in Donegal, have ever reached this stage of the competition.
No, that's great for them. I mean, the draws that we got weren't easy as well. I mean, most of the other Donegal teams, the two teams, Fianna Harps and Letterkenny Rovers, got straight into the first round. We had a preliminary round against Home Farm, who are a good side as well, you know. Fair enough, it was in the crew, and it was another really good, entertaining game that day. And we won on penalties. And then we were drawn away to Michaels, and we won on penalties again. So, as you said earlier on, well, I would take penalties again on Saturday.
Yeah, but what's the buzz like in the camp at the moment? What's it like preparing for a game of this magnitude?
That's great. There's great buzz about the place. I mean, the training's really, really good, and the players are kind of really looking forward to Saturday night. And you know, in general, they're looking forward to the start of the season again, because the runs we had last year and the Junior Cup and that, really good runs, went to the semi-final, and I think the boys think they left maybe a wee bit behind last year, maybe winning anything in our own domestic league last year. But from my perspective, it was our best season ever, getting to the, you know, national competitions in Junior and Senior Cups.
Mm. I suppose that experience can be telling when you come to a stage like Saturday, because in fairness to Glengad, you're a real dogged team, and you always hang in there in them tight fixtures, and you manage to pull out the result that's required.
A lot of times, actually, we do. And I mean, this group of players are, you could call them really seasoned players now. They've been through highs and lows, and a lot more highs than lows, in fairness. But I think it's Saturday night they're going into the Lions Den, as, you know, to a certain extent. We're playing against the Premier Division team in the League of Ireland, who are a lot of full-time professionals there and stuff. So, I mean, it's a completely different arena we're going into on Saturday night, and we haven't really been in there before. But we'll rely on a lot of the experience we got over the years to see how long we can, you know, we can stay in the game. It's a matter of staying in the game as long as you can, and hoping maybe to get that wee break.
Yeah, it really is a David versus Goliath sort of situation, sort of. And we've seen that miracles do happen in cup ties. That's the other side of it, Shane. We've seen it in the FA Cup in England, and we've seen it before as well in the FAI Senior Cup, that there is days that big shocks happen.
There is, surely. And that's the great thing about the cup competitions, Oisín. There is that chance, but from our point of view, we're very level-headed with this fixture. We know the task is in front of us. I mean, and realistically, you're chatting about junior football to intermediate football to First Division League Ireland to Premier Division League Ireland. So we have to be realistic in the way we approach the game, the shape of the team that we play on the day. And everybody realises that probably Waterford need to have a kind of an off day, and we need to play at our best to be thereabouts.
Yeah. What about playing at McGinn Park then?
I would rather be playing the Crewe. Yeah. But, you know, because that's our home ground. It's a kind of a fortress for us in the Crewe. But, I mean, McGinn Park, probably no other than a shown team over the last 10 years have played more games again than Glengad, because we've been involved at many finals and stuff. But it's not anyway daunting for us to play in McGinn now.
Yeah, and if you had a big crowd down in McGinn, it would help your cause as well, wouldn't it?
I'd expect a big crowd there on Saturday night, Oisín. I think it'll be, you know, be a lot of people there. It'll be like every other game. There'll be people there supporting Glengad to the halt. There'll be people there of interest to see what the game's like and all the fuss is about, and they'll be there, people there to see you getting beat. So I mean, that's just the way football is.
Any pressure in that then?
None at all.
Yeah. Is all the pressure in Waterford?
100%.
If you were to pull it off, what sort of scenarios would need to be in play?
Well, I think we have to stay in the game as long as we can. Yeah. That's the big, big thing. You know, an early goal for Waterford would make it really tired for us, you know. If in the case that they do get nearly a goal, we just have to stay in the game really as long as we can again and hope to get maybe... We have a lot of pace up front and we are a good counter-attacking team, so it's not giving away too many silly set pieces. They're a big, strong, physical team with a lot of technically gifted players, you know, within that squad. I watched them Monday night against Shamrock Rovers, and I think 5-1 flattered Shamrock Rovers, and they're the second best team in the country. I think a 2-0, Waterford are really well in the game, and their left back gave away a horrendous third goal that kind of sealed the game for Shamrock Rovers. But staying in the game as long as possible, actually, I think, is a big, big thing in keeping our shape.
Yeah, they've lost 5, like, in a row.
They have.
So obviously there's a bit of pressure on them, and when things aren't going your way, a lot of events seem to follow, and maybe a cup shot could be on the cards for them.
Well, I wouldn't, you know, again, I'll say to you that the gap between the two teams as far as the leagues go, we'll be treating them with the respect that they obviously deserve, and we'll see where it takes us. Yeah. You know, I'm not... It'd be foolish of me to sit here and say we're going to do this or we're going to do that. We're going to stay in the game as long as we can, and hopefully we're thereabouts in the latter stages.
Shane, on your time with Glengad, 4 Premier Divisions, 3 Ulster Cups, 5 League Cups, 4 Charlie Donnell Cups, 16 in total. You now find yourself in the second round of the FAI Senior Cup. Is this up there with those achievements and making probably one of the proudest periods now as Glengad manager?
Well, I think, Oisin, it's definitely up there with the rest of them. I mean, the first league that you won is probably one that you'll never forget, the first league. But, you know, to put it in context, there's a lot of teams have won the National League. There's a lot of different teams have won Ulster Cups. But to be the first junior team in Donegal to get into the second round of the Senior Cups puts it in perspective, I think. You know, it's a very unique experience for... Well, it's totally unique because we're the first to do it. So... like last season, I was quoted as saying it was their best season ever, although we didn't actually win any silverware, and it was because it put our club in, you know, the national competitions of the Junior Cup and the Senior Cup. It puts you up there with the best teams in the country.
Yeah, and that's been building for a while, because you now find yourself at this stage in a Senior Cup, and to get this far, it's taken a lot of commitment and a lot of hard work from these boys over the years. There's sort of been building blocks there for quite a period of time.
Oh, definitely. So, Oisin, unless we had won all the trophies that we won, you know, that was the building blocks to get you into the national competitions where you go to the semi-final. We went to a quarter-final against Pike Rovers and were well beaten. I think we were beaten 4-1 that day, and it could have been more, being honest with you. But we learned a lot from that. We tightened ourselves up, really... got down to business, signed a couple of players, knew what we had to do, and the second time of asking when we come back to the semi-final, we're a lot better side. You know, there was a kick of a ball against St Michael's this year, and again, in fairness, in the Senior Cup, there was a kick of a ball. They edged the first day, we edged the second day, but again, you're chatting about one of the top junior teams in Ireland for the last 20 years, maybe. Yeah.
As you've got a special team and you've got a special group of players, and they're representing Glengad and they're representing North and Ashone. What makes it special about this place down here?
I think all the players are, you know, I tried to install the players when we were from day one, that, you know, we were a group together. They are very good friends when they're playing football. They socialise together, and it's not that often, being honest. Only at Christmas time and in the summer break do you see those boys out at all, but when they do go out, a lot of times they go out together, and there's a kind of it's like a big family down there, you know, between the committee, the supporters, the players, the management, everybody. We're all the one group, and it sticks us in tight situations. It can be very handy, Oisin.
Okay, well, I wish you all the best with the chain. You never know what can happen in the cup.
No, you never know, Oisin.